95.5 KLOS of the California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
It
in
is
the afternoon.
Friday!
And it's Friday.
You know, in these uncertain times, Kevin, I'm happy it's Friday!
As am I.
Hell yeah.
And later today at 5, we're going to have our All Request Fest.
Yeah, man.
Which I'm very excited about. I don't know if you're watching the news yesterday, but remember yesterday was the day where QAnon was saying that they were going to have a second raid on the government and they were going to
reinstate Mr. Trump.
Reinstate Donald Trump.
But it turned out that guy from Star Trek from the Q Continuum didn't come through. No. Q, what's his name?
That's a different person. Q is someone we don't know who it is. It's somebody high in the government.
I bet Captain Janeway knows.
You're not helping.
That is my goal to help. At all times.
No one knows who this is. Right. A lot of people thought it was Donald Trump.
Right.
Some other people have gone through the 4,000 tweets and figured out that maybe it's two different people. Mm. It's by the way they write or the way they say things or spell things.
So, I love that kind of, by the way, that kind of digging in to figure out, this is a different person because and here and why.
And it's nonsense to begin with.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But that has happened.
Right.
And so yesterday, Donald Trump did not come back.
What?
To Washington, D.C., and did not take over again.
Oh, I'm shocked. I thought that happened.
So we're trying to figure out exactly what's going on. And we have somebody on the phone that I think identifies them as either Q or somebody high up in the organization.
Wow.
Is that right? Can you hear us? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo from 3 to 7 o'clock today. Very excited to be here. Every once in a while, I love to bring you a story that makes you feel better about yourself.
That's really hard to do.
Because people are dumb. And a lot of times, they're dumber than you are. Mm-hmm. And then you go, oh, well, that's not me. Natasha Nansel, 24 years old, in Tennessee, came out of a bar and decided that she needed to drive home.
Nope.
She was inhibited.
Inhibited.
Inhabited.
Oh, that's
the word?
She was inhabited. That's even weirder. What was she inhabited by?
She was drunk.
Inebriated.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Wow, it's an
N
word. I know.
Yeah.
So she gets in her car and she drives and she crashes into a ditch.
What? How can that be?
So she crashed into a ditch. So she goes, her car like automatically calls the police, like it has one of those systems.
This stupid drunk woman just crashed me.
Something like
help.
That. So she got on her phone and she called her friend.
Right.
Who was also at the same bar.
She was still there?
Named Melville Arndt.
Right on, Melville Arndt.
Was still at
throwing
the bar.
Throwing it back? Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. Good for her. Good for
so
Melvin.
So Natasha calls Melvin and says, hey, I drove into a ditch.
She's like, well, there's a shock.
I need you to come help me.
Well, one for the road, and I'll
Melvin
come help you.
Got in the car.
Oh,
and
drove to
help her.
No.
Inebriated. And ran his car into hers.
I'm here to help!
Literally, yes. Literally ran into a ditch, then got hit from behind by a friend.
I love these people.
And they were both
nice
arrested for drunk driving, and they both blew double what the limit was.
What? Double?
Yes.
Boom.
Yes.
I'm fine.
Right.
I'm
famous last words.
Yeah.
All right. So you and I, you know, we're not so bad.
I haven't done that.
We haven't done that.
I haven't done that yet.
Yet?
Yet. I will call you, though, next time I drive my car into a ditch. And I know you'll be at the bar. There's no doubt.
How dare you?
Where else are you going to be? I have new Foo Fighters to play at you. Making a Fire. This is like the best song on the radio right now, I think.
I do love this.
Damn it, Dave. You've come up with another amazing little selection on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Coming up in a little bit, Heidi and Frank played a new song this morning.
Yeah, the new Dirty Honey. Or
as I called them, Dirty Horny. I believe it is Dirty Honey.
Yep, and they showed up and they played it while they were helping out with Stay or Go, which was amazing. The Diapers was the band today. They like to play punk rock for children. And
I can support that.
It's like, scream at ABCD! And it was a unanimously Stay. It was, which is awesome. But Dirty Honey helped out with that and also unveiled their new song, California Dreamin', which we got to play. It's so good.
Can't wait. Awesome.
Yeah, and I love their little build up to it. They had a door out in the desert. They had a door out at the beach. Every day was one more closer
on
to
Instagram.
That door opening. Yeah, all social media. It was brilliant. Brilliant strategy. It was really cool.
And a good song.
Yeah, great song. Gonna play it in a minute.
Tell me about three words.
Three words. I don't know if y'all follow Post Secret, and it's a shame that I can't know his name right offhand, but this guy has been collecting and receiving postcards from all over the world for years now, and basically just spilling anonymous secrets is what the whole Post Secret is all about. Every Sunday he posts them. You can find him on Facebook, Post Secret, and they're amazing. I mean, the secrets that come in and the way they're worded are always very fascinating. But just the other day he asked about the pandemic and yes. how it's affecting you. And he wanted people to just say in three words, Post Secret, how it's affected you. If you can describe it in three
so
words.
So they're all anonymous.
Yeah, yeah, it's always anonymous, and they're pretty amazing.
The first
secrets.
One is eat, sleep, poop. It's pretty
straightforward.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Almost died twice. That sounds like you,
Kevin. Hey, that's
Kevin.
Mine.
Right.
discovering what's important.
That's a good way of
how about that?
Describing a pandemic in three words. Boredom and biscuits.
Not as good.
Nope. But the next one is mine.
And the next one is yours. Send more weed with 12 E's in it.
Reprioritizing my life.
I got old.
Finally got vaxxed. You know, I thought that said waxed when I first read it.
let's see. Furloughed, scared, depressed.
Miss my grandchildren.
Aw. So many dishes.
Endless horror movies.
People are stupid.
Send more tequila.
Divorce is imminent.
That one, yeah. The pandemic in three words from Post Secret. I forgave myself.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Endless horror movies.
Yeah, I am
agreed.
Essential. I don't know about that. But, you know, I'm certainly
sure.
Not.
Yeah. Thankful but tired.
That's a good
That's
one.
That's pretty positive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I miss hugs. I don't. I don't like hugs.
This is for you. Send more tequila.
lots of nothing.
Good, good. Rediscovering myself, finally.
That's a good one. I'm dropping down a little way here. Lonely but okay.
A break, please.
Food, cats, apps.
I don't know. I would say food, cat.
You love cats. We're going to bring you to the dark side of felines before it's all over, dude.
Marriage, house, pregnancy. That's a lot
wow.
going on.
Yeah. Anxiety, gratitude, change.
I love this one. I got fat.
And this one that doesn't apply to me. Lost 32 pounds.
I don't know how people lose weight
during
the
pandemic. Not going out to restaurants and bars anymore?
Maybe.
I haven't put any on. I mean, you couldn't tell by the fact that I have a Hindenburg written on my side, but I've not actually put any weight on during all of this.
Well, because you've been on a liquid diet for the last
35 years. 45 years.
Gratitude, healing, hope.
I want out!
I mean, I have one.
Oh, yeah. What would be yours?
My three words are, it's f***ing bullshit.
I think that's
words.
A perfect description.
Don't ask me if you don't want them.
All right, here's that Dirty Honey that they were kind enough to unveil with Heidi and Frank this morning. It is California Dreamin', and it's not what you're thinking. Some damn good stuff. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Look, they can all be good.
You know, in these uncertain times, Kevin, I'm glad that we have old Poison music to play.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Ah, the 80s.
It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I was thinking we should do another one of our little party things. You know, we might throw that on or something louder or maybe
the old Request Fest?
Yeah, a couple hours of party music, whatever it is.
We do that from 5 to 7 on every Friday.
Yep, so be ready to request up a storm.
And we'll play up a storm.
Yes, that's a great song.
And then next week, we're going to start a new contest.
We got like $1,000, or no, $500, mm-hmm. and then it could be $1,000 if the first person doesn't get it right. It goes to $1,500. Tell them about it.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
What?
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game. So we'll play a second of a song.
Right.
And if you get it, you win $500.
Oh, 1 second.
Yes.
So nonstop for 1 second.
Yes.
Ah, it's the 1 second promise.
So in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll mm-hmm. play 1 second. Caller 13 gets a shot at it.
Right.
If they
okay.
miss it, the 500 rolls over to 1,000.
Oh, that's where that comes in. Okay.
Yes. All for right. the 4 o'clock hour, then we play a second. And then if they miss it, it's 1,500.
And it's the same second from a piece of music that we play here on KLOS.
Did we decide that?
I don't know.
Use different
Let's
ones.
Use classical
remember.
Music. No, it is the same.
It is the
yes,
same.
I'm pretending I didn't. Know that.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So anyway, so it's $500 an hour and it rolls right. over if people don't get it right.
Nice. starting Monday at 4.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second so of nonstop
like the
rock.
First day, if people don't get it, could be up to $1,500 right out the gate.
Correct.
Wow. I'm going to steal it.
Correct. I love that.
I'm not going to let people win it.
You don't. I don't think you have that choice. They don't give us the cash. No.
All right, so Monday.
Yep.
Be ready for that.
Yep.
On KLOS.
Yep. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And in these uncertain times.
I'm sorry, what?
And in these uncertain times.
Sluggo's very tired of hearing that.
Please stop saying that. We're all in this together. So stop saying it.
Right. We're all in this together is another one. How many followers do you have on, say, Instagram?
I'm up to 3.
Three,
four, something like that, yeah.
There's a woman. I found this shocking.
Yeah.
There's a woman on, let's see, what is it?
Which social media platform is it?
Oh, this is,
The Iguana Chapters.
No, what do you call it? It's the new one. It's the,
TikTok.
TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
This woman has 2.4 million followers.
Jeez, that's so below what I have. That's ridiculous.
2.4 million.
Wow, yeah.
On Instagram, she has 375,000.
Hmm. Okay, what's she doing on TikTok that's so damn interesting?
Her name is The Folding Lady.
Not The Folding Lady.
So here she's folding underwear. I'm not joking. She shows you like...
Oh, how to?
How to fold
how to.
Underwear.
Oh, how to things are so loved.
This is where she shows you how to do a thong. That's how you fold a thong properly.
That's how I fold thongs.
That's right, exactly that's how you fold yours.
Yeah.
This one is how to fold a fitted sheet.
Watch your language.
This is all she does.
Fitted sheet.
She just shows you how to... Socks. She shows you 2.4 million. 375,000.
It ain't easy to fold stuff. It's hard to fold stuff. I would never watch that.
I don't
How did you run into it?
I don't know. I just saw online that she had 2.4 million followers on TikTok. And I was like, she's folding stuff.
It was like nonstop party on TikTok. Like incredible. Woo! All the time.
Not for the folding lady.
Not for the folding lady.
No.
Well, hell
she's
knows.
Doing pretty well. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Happy Friday to you. I'm so happy for the weekend.
I am too.
Yeah, man.
The All Request Fest is coming up at 5 o'clock.
Nothing. Very it doesn't matter what it is. If it's a party song, if it's loud, we'll play it if you request it, if we can find it.
Do you remember what we were talking about earlier in the show where you, describe... the pandemic in 3 words?
Do you remember what we were talking about just seconds ago before we went on the air? Because I don't, so no.
No.
Oh, yes, three words.
Three words,
post, yes. Post-secret.
I forgot, tired of Zoom.
Tired of Zoom,
Super tired of Zoom.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
So frustrated.
Good way to describe the pandemic and your response to it.
There is a story, and this happens from time to time, and then we're going to take your calls if it's happened to you. If you're on a Zoom call... and perhaps someone in your house doesn't realize you're on a Zoom call.
Oh, no.
Or they think the camera's off.
Oh, right. Sure.
And that someone is your fiance. And she's feeling pretty sexy that day.
Ah, nice. Good
so she comes out in some in a negligee.
Yeah, she does.
And starts doing a striptease for her man.
While he's on a Zoom call.
Yes.
With the boss and the old...
Yep.
Yeah, that's fun.
If I was on that Zoom call, I'm not saying a word
to
that guy.
No.
No.
Hell no.
Shut up, Bob. Yeah. Let it play out.
You'd be texting everybody. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Sin.
So she does the striptease and...
Wow.
He starts laughing and he doesn't know what to do.
What do you mean? He didn't turn around and say stop?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah.
He did eventually.
Oh, but he didn't know she was doing it at first. Oh, I see.
Right.
Oh,
so
my God.
All the people in the Zoom saw it except for him. And he wasn't really paying attention until he saw it.
Right.
So basically, the entire Zoom call got a show.
How far did she get?
It doesn't say specifically.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like stomach up.
Mm, okay. I like stomach up.
And a lot of a leg.
I like leg. These are regions I approve of. Oh, and the middle part down there, too.
I think this would make Zoom manageable.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't mind Zoom meetings so much.
What
if there
you
was
do
at least...
is you invite everybody to your Zoom and one person is a stripper, right?
Yeah.
And then you just have that person stripping while you're talking business on
and
your
you know,
Zoom.
When people get used to that, because we still probably have several months of it, then when we all get back into the conference room again, we bring in a stripper, right?
I'm not thinking that far.
She should
ahead
be in
yet.
A cage.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Thank you. I want that.
But she was doing this on Zoom, and
that's awesome.
Her man didn't see that. So,
yeah.
If you had embarrassing situations on Zoom, we're looking for your call.
Yeah, there you go.
818-955-KLOS. If you were embarrassed somehow on Zoom, 818-955-KLOS. 855-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
New and approved from Cheap Trick that has light up the fire. I want to thank Rick for calling in and hanging out with Marcy today. That was mind-bendingly cool. It is the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. We make it easy.
Next week, Heidi and Frank, every day at 8 and 9, give away a trip to Vegas.
Vegas! Wow, so nice.
How long has it been since we've been to Vegas?
Oh, dude, I can't even believe it.
Every morning.
That is my home away from home.
I know, agreed.
Yeah.
Every morning at 8 and 9, Heidi and Frank have that next week.
Nice. Trip to Vegas. Very cool.
Are we allowed to win those? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, 100%.
Good.
So what, I know it's the, you know, in these trying and uncertain times, it's hard to remember what day it is, but let alone how long have you been here?
How many times we've been
here? Yeah, yeah.
10, 11.
Maybe the count can help.
Ah, greetings. It is I, the Count Von Count. And right now, you and I are going to learn which wonderful number is the number of the day. One.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Do we have to go this slow?
Four.
Never hurry.
Five.
Five.
Oh, when will we get to the number of the day?
Next year.
Six.
Six.
Seven.
Seven.
Eight.
Eight.
Nine.
Nine.
Take your time.
The suspense is getting to me.
Yeah, no, take your time.
You know what I gotta say? I remember as a kid when I was five, I was always happy when they did 12. Because then the chef would be standing at the top of the stairs with 12 cakes, and down that guy would go. That just made me so happy. So maybe that's the number
memory.
Of the day.
10, 10, 11,
11,
12,
12.
Dancing number 12.
All right, number 12.
Terrific.
Right, we got you.
What is it?
Number 12.
Oh, 12.
Yeah,
oh,
12.
Oh,
okay. Last week we played some pretty ridiculous songs.
Yeah.
We played some nonsense last week.
Yep.
And it was fun.
Yeah, let's do that again.
Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest is coming up between 5 and 7.
Hell yeah.
Every Friday at 5 o'clock we kick off the weekend. It's by request, so you can call us at 818-955-KLOS. And let us know what would get your weekend started off right.
And I mean, we, you know, love to play the KLOS music, maybe even that stuff we played over that other station, but whatever, if it's going to get your weekend going, we played.
We played Captain Kirk last week. We
played Boogie in Your Butt, Eddie Murphy, last week.
Yes.
So, what do you got? 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. Call now. We'll start racking them up. See if you can find these bad songs to play for you.
955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon with our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, right on. This is Bob the King representing Local 433 Ironworkers. And when it comes Friday, we all like to get down with the sickness.
A little Disturbed.
I love it.
I love Disturbed.
A deal has been struck. It's Disturbed on, what's the name of this little show we're doing, Kevin?
Got nothing. Oh, All Request Fest.
Oh, All Request Fest. Yeah.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you, man.
Sluggo.
You.
Keep slugging my heart.
You got a deal!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo with our All Request Fest.
Yeah, whatever you want to hear. It doesn't matter what it is. 818-955-KLOS.
Hello.
I wonder if you could possibly play Bad Religion, Sorrow.
Love me some Bad Religion.
Yeah, you a big fan of
Yes.
The band? Nice.
Been a fan for 30 years.
All right.
Who are you?
My name's Steve Morris, right here from Bull Heights, California.
All right, we'll see if we can dig that out. See if it's lying around here anywhere.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. You're taking a request for 5 o'clock, right?
Yep, Local it's our All Request Fest. What do you got?
Nice. Can you play anything by the Dead Kennedys?
It's a holiday! in Cambodia. Or how about police truck or off the poor? I don't know. Yeah, we'll see if we can do that, man.
Police truck.
Yeah. That was an police old truck. Favorite Yay, to play. Jello. Truck.
All right, take
Jello
it easy.
Jello for the win, sorry.
KLOS, hello. What would you like to hear on our old request fest?
Yeah, this is Jack. I'm glad I got through. I wanted to see if I could get on The Sound of Silence by Disturbed.
Oh, well, we just did Disturbed. Do you feel like a twofer?
That doesn't feel like a party.
That's not a very good party
that's
song.
That's not a party
yeah, that's
song.
Kind of a depressing downer.
Yeah, we sort of want party
yeah,
songs.
Yeah, yeah, up and loud.
It's a great cover.
It's a great cover that we're not going to play.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, can I request a song?
Please.
Can I get Torn by Natalie and Bruce?
No, you may not. No, you may not.
No, that's a ridiculous request. Hi, KLOS.
Hello. Can you play some Greta Van Fleet? Maybe Highway Tune.
Ah.
I believe we can.
Yay. Thank you, Kevin. This is Sarah. I miss you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Got a little bit of a tease of this song just a second ago. I don't know what that was about. Kevin, learn to run the board, will you? It's 95.5. KLOS! I do love them, Greta Van Fleet. Hell
I agree.
Yeah.
Kevin and Sluggo's Old Request Fest every Friday afternoon from 5 to 7 o'clock. This next story is from Florida, of course. Mary Ann Lennon, 53 years old, became upset after her 64-year-old cousin started putting the 1978 song Les Chic on repeat.
Or Les Freak by
that
Chic.
That one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, really? Over and 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 over. That would be annoying.
And would not stop.
You know, I think the last thing we should do is listen to that song.
I agree. Let's not put that on for
okay.
sure.
No way.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are taking a request for the All Request Fest. We're looking for songs that are party songs.
Yeah, you know, you get that weekend started, even though you're probably not going to do the stuff you would have been doing a couple years ago.
Correct.
But, you know, what will pump you up?
Let's take some calls.
KLOS, hello. 955-KLOS, hello.
You know, what we haven't heard in a while since the last time Keith got mad at Marcy is the What song.
Oh, Keith is our boss, by the way, for those that don't know.
You know, if you're going to get your ass in trouble, there's no better way to get Keith really pissed.
I mean, that isn't our goal. It's just a fun side project.
Right on. Well, thanks for calling in, man. I'll see if we can dig it out and if we want to take that risk. Hello, KLOS.
Hi, can I hear
Kid
65 by Rob Zombie?
Under Kiss 65 by Rob Zombie. What does Kevin think about that one?
Kevin likes that one.
Kevin likes that one?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you, ma'am?
My name is Lori. I'm driving up from work at Riverside.
And this is going to get your weekend started?
Absolutely.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are doing our All Request Fest. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, did you guys just play Les Freak?
Yeah, no, Les Freak. That couldn't have been on the radio here. Chic? No.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to the wrong station.
No, we would never do that.
Yeah, whatever. If it doesn't fit, that's all right between 5 and 7 on Fridays. Hello, KLOS.
Hello?
Hi there. You want to make a request?
Yes, I do.
What do you want to hear?
Kevin, big fan, long time fan him.
Thank you.
Can anything from Limp Bizkit?
Nope.
Oh, Chip is going to be really angry. No Limp Bizkit. Hello, KLOS. What do you want to hear? Here. My voice is
Hi, could I hear some Ozzy Osbourne Crazy Train?
Yes!
I believe we can make that happen. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We are doing our old request fest.
Got to start the Friday weekend correctly. So anything that sounds like a good party to your brain, call us and ask us to play it. And if it's lying around somewhere and you have enough cash on you, we'll make it happen.
We did get a couple of people that called and said, hey, I know you're looking for bad requests. No, we're not.
Yeah, no.
We're looking for good requests that are weekend party songs.
Yeah, exactly.
Next week, by the way, we have Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
1 second of nonstop. Stop rock.
That's next week at 3, 4, and 5 o'clock. It's worth $500. If nobody gets it at 3, then at 4 o'clock, it's $1,000.
Wow,
then at 5 o'clock, it's $1,500.
And I mean, you know, I think it's going to be super easy because it's 1 second of audio from a song that you know pretty well. That should be super easy.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
And that starts Monday at 3 on KLOS.
Hey, it's KLOS. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Let's start this hour off with a request.
Hello, can you please play Up in Smoke by Cheech and Chong?
Or how about Earache My Eye?
There you go, brother.
I could totally smoke that, man. Hello, KLOS, what do you want to hear this afternoon?
Kevin and Fondo, do I have to fight for my right to party?
Yes. 95.5 KLOS on the California's Rock Station. Hello. Turn down your radio.
No, turn it up.
Hey. Can you play some things, sir?
I can't understand what you're saying.
Well done, Dave.
I like it, too.
And Fighters Foo.
Would you even think of them as doing this song?
No.
It's Kevin and Sluggos.
Yeah.
All Request Fest. KLOS, hello. KLOS, hello. Hello. Yes, hello.
Hey, can you play Jumping to the Fire?
Wait, what the hell were you just doing all that time? What were you up to, sir?
I've been waiting.
Waiting? I said hello 17 times.
You got your weekend started already, haven't you, sir? Good for you. Woo!
Woo!
Alright, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
You have a request for us?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
I wanted to hear Have a Shot on Me from Have a Drink on Me from AC/DC.
Oh, Have a Drink on Me. I like that song. That's a good song.
Let's give that a shot.
Oh. Are you buying, dude?
Am I buying?
Are you purchasing beverages for us all?
Is it a drink on you, sir?
You got it.
Woo!
Hello, it's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest.
Hello, can you play some Judas Priest?
Judas Priest, anything in particular?
Breaking the Law.
Breaking the Law. I think that was Beavis and Butthead's favorite song ever, wasn't it? As I recall.
Yeah,
who are you?
Jerry.
Jerry, we are pushing play on that now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. By the way, starting Monday, Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
We're going to give away like $500 if you can identify 1 second of audio from a song you've heard a million times.
And if you don't, it'll roll over and be 100 in the 4 o'clock hour.
1,000.
1,000.
500 plus 500.
And then 1,500 in the 5 o'clock hour.
I love giving away money.
So do I.
I really love it, especially in this. In these uncertain times.
Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of rust. Kevin and Sluggo's 1 second of nonstop rock game.
That starts Monday at 3. Hello, KLOS.
How about, by the way, Sluggo, this is David Joseph Wesley. What's up, man?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, you know what I'm going to request, don't you?
No.
Oh, okay. Set the Beethoven. Walter Murphy.
Oh, dude, what's up?
Yeah.
I would love to do that. You know what? I am going to bring that in.
We're not
and
playing
we're,
that.
No, we're going to play a Fifth of Beethoven, Walter Murphy, and the Big Apple
we're
Band.
We're not playing
Yeah,
that.
It's going to happen, buddy.
It's not
And,
gonna.
You know, the more you say we're not going to do it, the more times we're going to play it the time we do play it. Hey, thanks for calling, man. Right on. Thanks, dude. Hey, tell Walter we say hi. That's awesome. Hey, KLOS.
Hey, I want to make a request.
Yes.
What's up, guys?
What's happening?
What would you like to hear?
Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm talking to you. Oh, my God. I would love to hear Uncle Tom's Cabin by Warren.
Wow.
Did not see that request coming.
Yeah. I know some folk around here really love Warren. I'll see if that's lying around in the system. We'll try and get that on for you. Who are you?
My name's Heather, and I'm calling from Granada Hills.
Heather, we love you. Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello.
Hey.
Is this Sluggo?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you rock. What up, Kevin? Glad to have you back on the air.
Thank you very much. What do you have a request?
I would love to hear some Iron Maiden if you have it.
Ooh, nice.
You know what? Turns out we have Iron Maiden.
Yeah, here it is right now. Hey, we got a request for someone named Marcy. She loves this song. Rush and Roll the Bones on 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. You know, it doesn't really answer any questions of life in that song.
True.
I mean, it's great, but no questions answered.
That's very true. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. Hello?
Hey, Sluggo, Kevin, what's up?
We're doing our All Request Fest. What do you want to hear?
Hey, I'm going my way to the Spamman Casino. Can I hear some Bang Your Head, Metal Health?
Right on. What casino are you going to?
Sandman. I was thinking of Inner Sandman Metallica, but I would be appropriate, but nah.
Nah.
Mom said hi. Say hi, Mom. Oh, gosh, she's done anyway.
Oh, it's Mom again.
This guy always calls us and wants his mom to say hi to us, and she never wants
to. She doesn't want to. It's Mom who doesn't want to talk to Kevin.
Mom never wants to talk to us.
She's a wise lady. All right, we'll do it, but you got to promise to throw $5 on 13 on roulette for me. Will you do that?
$5 on 13 on roulette.
Done deal. Dude, good luck out at the casino, man. To you and your mom.
Why does he always try to get his mom to talk to us?
I don't know, and why won't she? One of these days she will.
My mom wants to say hi to you. She never does. She never wants to.
No, I don't want you to do that! You hear her in the background going, stop, leave me alone! I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to talk to us either.
I don't think she ever did.
No.
She
no,
never wanted
never
to talk.
Never.
No.
I don't know about you, but I got to get the hell out of here. I got to go home and pet the kitty.
I'm petting your kitty as well. Peace out.
All right. It was on this day in rock in 1965 when the Rolling Stones kicked off their fifth UK tour. It was a 14-date package with the Hollies.